45 years ago, a then unknown disease was discovered in Lyme, Connecticut. Symptoms looked like arthritis, but the victims were young children. We later learned the cause was bacteria transmitted by a tick bite. Lyme is now the most reported disease of its kind in the country, according to the Centers for Disease Control, and to this day, it's difficult to diagnose. Not everyone who's bitten by a Lyme-carrying tick will come down with it. We'll explain why in a moment. And even though it's considered highly treatable these days, there are several biological traps that the bacteria use to outsmart efforts to cure people who have it.
The bacteria that causes Lyme disease is actually unique. Chemically.
Virginia Tech biochemist Brandon Jutras and his team have just completed a 4-year study of the bacteria, and they found something strange about the cell wall that surrounds it.
It has some different modifications in it that don't exist in other bacteria.
This one plays a nasty trick. Even after treatment, it leaves a tiny molecule behind that until now had been undetectable.
So we have confirmed that in patients, we can actually detect this molecule, peptidoglycan, the cell wall component, long after infection and long after they've actually been treated with antibiotics.
Most cell walls disappear along with the bacteria they contain when they're hit with the right drug, but this peptidoglycan stealthily leaves that tiny package behind, and that's what causes the inflammation.
And so because that response is unique and specific to the peptidoglycan, we think that it could act as a good diagnostic for being able to say, yes, you have this infection.
Jutras says you might avoid treatment altogether if you know you've been bitten by a tick. He points out it can take up to 20 to 30 hours for the bacteria to reach its victim. Even though ticks are tiny, it's a long, slow journey from their guts to their salivary glands where they deposit the bacteria.
So if you get bit by a tick and you remove that tick promptly, you have virtually no chance of getting Lyme disease.
But you have to know to check, and the ticks that spread Lyme have been spreading to areas people haven't seen them in before.
I think that climate change and an increase in the overall temperature is certainly a factor.
Because ticks thrive in warm, wet regions rather than hot, dry ones, ticks tend to dry up and die in dry heat, Boutrous says we're seeing cases of Lyme disease skyrocket in warmer, wetter parts of the U.S. and Canada, and notably in Southwestern Virginia.
It's been actually a developing process over the last 10 or 15 years here in the New River Valley area specifically. And if you look at the current number of cases and the kind of geographical maps in terms of where Lyme disease is, the New River Valley has become a massive hotspot for Lyme disease. And I think that actually comes down to our climate because it is a little bit cooler, but the winters are a little bit warmer. And so that's really allowing the ticks to thrive.
Jutras and his collaborators hope to roll out protocols for testing and treating the disease based on their findings. Meantime, he has this practical advice for prevention. Maybe it's one you haven't heard before.
Rake up your leaves. Turns out ticks have to live at least one winter. And so where do they survive in the winters? It turns out they tend to actually end up in leaf piles because it's insulated and it's a little bit warmer and a little bit more humid. So if you rake up your leaves in the fall, the chances of kind of harboring ticks in your area may become a lot less.
This study is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'm Robbie Harris.